You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And tonight, my very special guest is a repeat guest of many episodes. Ryan Saunders is here. He is the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back.
Nice to see you again. We saw you not too long ago, actually on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
We did a show in October about your upcoming performances for the holiday season.
That's right.
And then I had the privilege, I must say, it was a wonderful experience of going down to the George Kent Performance Hall and being witness to the Messiah presentation, which was great.
Thank you for coming. We're glad you're there. And thank everybody else for coming. It sold out houses and a very enthusiastic audience. And it's a great privilege to perform that work. We only do it every 10 years, but I wish we did it more. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it was a wonderful experience, and what a great community. How can I phrase this? What a great piece of community the whole Chorus of Westerly is. I mean, it's not only a big piece of Westerly, but it's a big piece of all of New England, I think, in the surrounding area.
Absolutely. There's members that come from over 38 towns between Rhode Island and Connecticut primarily, and we actually have a couple singers that come from as far as Fall River down to Westerly.
So wow.
They're very brave. Well, yeah, I know. They get their passport stamped when they get to the Rhode Island border there.
They have a special connection going
over the
Braga Bridge or however. No, they probably go down over the Newport Bridge.
Well, so. Whatever way they go, they seem to make it.
Well, there you go. Chorus of Westerly is a unique community chorus that is a little bit different than any other in the United States. If you're not familiar with them, they are one of, we'll let Ryan explain why they're unique.
Well, at the moment, we are the only chorus in the United States that includes children and adults as members for the entire season. So that what that means is that if we're singing a particular work or offering a particular concert, it's not just the adult choir, it's the kids and the adults. They sing it no matter what. And in other choruses, you tend to have, they might be children's choir components, but they're not necessarily brought in for every performance. We're also the only chorus in the U.S. that owns their own performance venue, so which is a very unique challenge, but a very wonderful challenge. So we have a very wonderful home, but it's interesting. I tell people that I actually run two nonprofits. It's one, but I have the performing arts organization being the chorus, and then there's the George Kent Performance Hall, the performance venue.
Right.
So it just makes for exciting weeks.
Now, we should touch on that. I know this is the holiday season, and we've got lots of music to listen to that is not necessarily the Chorus of Westerly, but it will put us in the spirit.
A little spirit.
We'll have the opportunity to talk of some of the events happening with the chorus, but we should touch on the fact about the performance hall as a venue and available for other things, right?
No, that's absolutely true.
We'll hold on to that thought. We'll get to that in a minute.
There.
I want to get to some music.
All right.
And talk about this first piece that you brought for us, which is not the Chorus of Westerly, but a chorus almost as famous called the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, this is a pretty famous chorus. There's 360 of them, so I guess we're trying to catch up slowly but surely. But I think Ronald Reagan years ago called them America's Choir. This is, probably one of the most famous choirs in the world, if not the most famous American choir. And we're going to hear a piece called The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy. And actually, right now, if it's possible to be in two places at once, at the George Kent Performance Hall, our Christmas Pop Spots concert is going on. And I think the chorus might be singing this particular work right now.
So this is kind of a simulcast.
Well, pretend this is the Chorus of Westerly in the George Kent Performance Hall. And this is a carol with Caribbean flair that was composed by Mac Wilberg, who's actually the director of the Tabernacle Choir.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Chorus of Westerly that sounds a lot like the Mormon Tabernacle
Choir.
There
you go.
There you go. That sounds like a fun routine. You know, I have a little Mormon Tabernacle Choir experience myself.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
Had the privilege of performing with them on several occasions in Salt Lake City.
Wow.
And if you ever have the chance to get to Salt Lake City, you, Ryan, or people that are listening, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience to go there and listen to that group. Mm. It's just, it is a life memory. Kind of what the Messiah was for me a couple weeks ago.
It's and you know, they're an all volunteer chorus too.
That's correct.
And they
yeah.
They perform about 75 to 80 times a year.
Yeah.
And you know, I often think the chorus will probably present maybe about 16 to 20 performances in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about that, 75 to 80, that's dedication right there to your craft. But good for them.
Now, speaking of a lot of performances, I know that the Holiday Pops is going on now as
we speak. As we speak.
And that'll be done. And then the next big event is going to be the 12th Night Celebration.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Talk about a lot of performances. There's a lot of performances that
there
in a few
are.
Days.
There are 7 performances of a celebration of 12th Night. One on a Friday night, the 7th, and then 3 on January 8th, the Saturday, and 3 on January 9th, the Sunday. So that is a very big, long weekend. What a wonderful weekend, but just long.
And that is going to be when?
January 7th. It's a Friday night, 7:30 p.m. It's our preview performance. So we sell all our tickets as general admission. You can pick out your seats. And then the regular performances are Saturday, January 8th at 1:00, 4:00, and 8:00 p.m. And then Sunday, January 9th at 1:00, 4:00, and 8:00 p.m.
So at 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
yep.
4 o'clock in the afternoon,
correct,
and then 8 o'clock. And if you really want to get your money's worth, you buy the whole pass, you go to everything.
Well, you could. We also at 6 o'clock on both the Saturday and Sunday, we have a peasant's feast. So if you want to come and eat a little medieval, you know, food and sit in the performance hall and get some extra entertainment before the 8 o'clock show
or
after
the 4 o'clock,
you certainly can do that too. So it's, you talk about a lot of people in the space of one weekend performing. That's what happens with 12th Night.
And, you know, if you've been to the George Kent Performance Hall, it is a beautiful facility, and it's pretty big for a performance hall, but it certainly is not the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Now, you get a lot of people in that relatively confined space there downstairs,
right.
and so forth. Is that where the feast is downstairs?
The feast is actually right in the hall.
Oh, right in the hall.
We serve people right in the hall
at
the seats. And then we have, outside of the show, we'll have some extra performances on stage. The Ladies of the Rolling Pin, which is a group mm-hmm. from Mystic, comes and performs. And then the Westerly Morris Band will do a Mummers play, which is a traditional London street play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joan Chao, the harpist, will play. We have other musicians that'll get up there and perform. So it's another hour and a half of music just to kind of get you in the music and arts and entertainment to get you in the mood of the main show, which will either start at 8 or that you just went to at 4.
Great. All right, let's get back to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with an interesting title of this one.
Yeah, this piece is called Fum, 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 and if we're going with the choruses program right now, this is where we should be in that program, too. This is a very short piece. It's just a lot of fun, and it's probably a carol you haven't heard too much. Fum, Fum, Fum. Foom, foom. Foom, foom, foom.
Sounds great. Now, we should let the audience know that we're kind of having you here while you're also at the performance
hall.
That's right. They'll have figured out by now that we're actually pre-recording
show. Well, you don't have to tell them. Maybe the magic of radio.
The magic of radio. Well, normally at this time of year, I have a guest that's been on for the last several years whose name is pretty well known in New England. His name is Keith Lockhart with the Boston Pops. And this year, because of a scheduling conflict, they couldn't be on. And Ryan was kind enough to come here at the last minute and be our Keith Lockhart for the year.
Well, I was sitting outside in a tent just waiting for the call, so I was glad to show up, and I've dropped off my signed picture for you to hang on the wall and everything.
All right, we'll have people come and look at that. But speaking of Keith Lockhart, this next piece is by the Boston Pops.
Yeah, you can't have a Pops concert, and you can't listen to holiday music without hearing Sleigh Ride, the Leroy Anderson version of Sleigh Ride, once on your radio. And if I could ever tell George Kent what to program on Summer Pops, if I could pick something from the holiday and Christmas Pops concerts, I'd put Sleigh Ride on there, because it's got to be my favorite. There's no choral singing, but what the heck.
Here we go. Sleigh Ride. We'll take a short break and be back with more of Ryan Saunders and the Chorus of Westerly. People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening talking about the holidays and holiday music with the Chorus of Westerly. Ryan Saunders is here, the executive director, and Ryan has been kind enough to come in and bring us some great music. And we've listened to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Boston Pops and talked about events at the Chorus of Westerly. Ryan, one of the things we didn't do in the first segment is tell people how can they get in touch with the Chorus of Westerly. Should they be looking for, you know, to buy tickets or more information?
Sure. Well, the best way is probably through our website, which is very, very easy to find. It's www.chorusofwesterly.org. And Chorus of Westerly is all one word. Or you can call us at 401-596-8663. And that is 596-TONE. So if you need to remember it, 596-TONE with the area code of 401.
T-O-N-E.
T-O-N-E, as easy as that. And we our box office is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on all weekdays. And then we have so many performances coming up that we're open on most weekends, too. I think we let them take Christmas Day off, but that's about it. So
now I'm sure there are people out there. This is Sunday night, the Sunday before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you there are some people that have not purchased Christmas presents yet.
Probably me. I don't know about my future self now, but probably me.
And wouldn't a wonderful Christmas present be tickets to the 12th night celebration?
Oh, yeah. And, that would be a great – I think that would – we have options for all people. There were so many shows. There's different price levels. There's tickets for, you know, there's ways to make this work. So give us a call tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
And it's very easy to go online. You can print a little thing, you know, with the information about it and have it in wrap it up for yourself.
That's
and
right.
Make a great Christmas
That's right.
present.
Well, if you call and order on Monday, we can try to stick them in the mail right away. And usually, you know, if you're in Rhode Island or Connecticut, you'll get them within a day or two. So
we
turn around pretty quick.
Sounds like a great opportunity. Now, you're going to be venturing into something a little bit new. I know we've been talking about the holidays and the holiday pops, the Christmas pops presentation and the 12th night. But coming up, this is kind of an announcement, right?
Yeah. Well, we on February 12th, we're going to be kicking off a brand new venture for the Chorus of Westerly. That this is just the first part of it, and it's going to grow over the next couple of years. But we're going to be starting a collegiate concert series, where we're bringing in probably mostly collegiate vocal groups, but we're not going to limit ourselves to just vocal, but vocal, and I just use that term loosely, collegiate groups, kind of focusing on some of the wonderful, wonderful performing arts that exist at the universities throughout New England and the Northeast. And on February 12th, we're very pleased to be welcoming the Whiff and Poofs of Yale, who are going to kick off that series for us in style. So
now they're television stars now.
They are now. In fact, we booked them before they were television stars. So that didn't hurt. The Whiff and Poofs were just on the NBC show The Sing-Off, the a cappella competition. Unfortunately, they got knocked out a little early in the rounds, but they are a wonderful group of musicians. They're made up of 15 Yale University seniors, and they're all very polished vocalists. The Whiff and Poofs in general are one of the most well-known a cappella groups, I think, across the country.
Sure, and one of the oldest groups.
One of the oldest. Yeah. I think they claim to be the oldest. I don't know how one can track that down, but musically, they're very gifted. They present a heck of a show. I've snuck in and watched a few of their performances before we booked them. And, you know, it should be a lot of fun. We haven't really done anything like this in the George Kent Performance Hall ever. So this will be a new venture, but I think it'll be a wonderful one.
All right. Let's listen to a piece from the Whiff and Poofs. And what better one to do than their theme song,
They're
right?
The Whiff and Poofs song. You've probably heard it once or twice in your life.
From the Tables Down at Maury's, here we go.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the Whiff and Poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and mavourneen and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll
pass and be forgotten with the rest. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We are little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba. songsters off on a spree. Damned from here to eternity, God, have mercy on such as we.
Ba-ba-ba. There we go. We went from foom, foom, foom to ba-ba-ba.
Right.
This is a very cultural show.
Hey, we're trying.
All right. And we have some more Whiff and Poof music.
Yeah,
to
we
talk
got a little
about.
Bit more. We're going to shift gears a little bit. These guys do, their music runs the gambit of what they perform and sing. They don't tend to do a lot of really recent stuff. But so we're going to hear something from 1967, but rearranged. If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, originally performed by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, a little Motown action.
A little Motown. A little
All
Motown
right.
in the hall. Yeah.
Diggity diggity ba ba da doo doo
ba diggity
ba ba ya da da.
Oh, if I could build my whole world around you, first I'd put heaven by your side, and pretty flowers bloom wherever you walk, honey, and over your head would be the bluest sky. And then I'd take every drop of rain and wash all your troubles away. I'd have my whole world wrapped up in you, darling, and that'd be all right. If I could build my whole world around you, I'd make your eyes the morning sun. I'd put so much love where there is sorrow, and I'd put joy where there ain't never been none. And then I'd give my love to you, for you to keep for the rest of your life. And that'll be all right. Do 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 And there'd be something new with every tomorrow to make this world better as days go by. That is, if I could build my whole world around you, build my whole world around you, and that'd be alright. If I could build my whole world around you, build my whole world around you, and that'd be alright.
Stuff.
Love that. Love that. Very nice. Very nice stuff. Now, if people are interested in this concert, another great holiday idea.
That's right. That's right.
Tickets are available.
Tickets are available. They are on sale right now. The same box office number, 596 Tone or chorusofwesterly.org. And there are great discounts in place for students and families and all sorts of different things happening. So
now, sometimes when you see concerts at other theaters in downtown Providence, mm-hmm. that will remain nameless, but maybe with the initials PPAC or something like that, you could spend $150 for a concert ticket like this. That's probably not what these are going to cost.
No, they'll be $20 for adults and $10 for kids and children. So
wow,
a little bit less.
Wow,
less.
That's great. So
yeah.
$20 for most people, and
that's right.
Children, $10.
Yep.
Super deal. All right. We have one more tune from the Whiff and Poofs in this section.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go down to Dixie here a little bit and hear When the Saints Go Marching In. And I heard this a few weeks ago for the first time, and then I listened to it in the car on the way down and realized I was accelerating a little too quickly down Route 4. So this piece really, they really nail it in this piece here.
All right. We'll listen to When the Saints Go Marching In. Then take a short break and be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly and some other surprises coming up in the next segment.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
saints long go marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. How I want
to be in that number, oh Lord,
when the saints go marching in.
And when the sun refused to shine, I tell you, when the whole sun refused to shine, I want to be in that number, Lord, when the saints go marching in.
Sky it up, up,
up, up, up,
up, up, up,
up, up, up,
up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up,
up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up,
up,
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're sitting with Ryan Saunders on this holiday show. Ryan is filling in for, I guess you could say, for Keith Lockhart.
Hey, that's right.
Or actually, Keith Lockhart used to fill in for Ryan.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's the way it was.
Yeah, he's probably working too tonight. So
he probably is. Chorus of Westerly is presenting tonight as we speak. They have their Christmas pops going on, finishing up with that. And then in January, we'll be having the 12th night celebration, which we talked quite a bit about. But in May, coming up for the spring, we have a very wonderful event. Tell us about
that.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing two really great 20th century works, one called Songs of the Fleet by Charles Villiers Stanford, and one called Songs of the Farewell by Frederick Delius. These are both British composers, although Stanford was born originally in Ireland. And this is going to be a concert. These two works are very rarely heard in the United States. They require very large forces. We're going to have an orchestra of about 60 and the 200-voice chorus, so you don't get a lot of community choruses doing this because of the orchestra size.
Right.
But they are, musically, they're very challenging. Well, the Songs of the Farewell are very challenging. Songs of the Fleet are challenging for different ways, but Delius's work is I was going to say heavy is the right way to describe it, but layered. When you hear, we're going to play some of the Songs of Farewell in a minute. When you hear it, you'll understand what I'm talking about, but it's written for double choir. So imagine having the chorus sort of split in two, you know, 100 on one side, 100 on the other. They're all going to be in the risers. And then the 60-piece orchestra, and you've got quite, you're going to have quite a sound coming at you.
Now, this is all under the direction of George Kent,
that's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
So, in essence, you could say that he's not only conducting the orchestra, but he's conducting the split choir.
That's
so
right.
He's got three things going on in his head at one time.
Yeah, the scores for these two particular works are very large. If you look at the full score where the conductor uses from, you know, the singers all the way down to every
right.
member of the orchestra. So there's a lot going on. We normally will have a concert in March with the chorus, but we didn't do that this year, or at least we've had the last couple of years, because the Delius is going to take a long time for the chorus to prepare, to get it right mm-hmm. to that level of excellence where we can perform it.
And one thing we know is that George Kent wants it right.
That's right. Get it right. That's the way to
right.
do it.
All right. We'll listen to this piece and be back in a moment.
Thank you.
That was Songs of Farewell that we were talking about.
That's right. The first movement, How Sweet the Silent Backward Tracings, which was all, it's all the Songs of Farewell is all based on Walt Whitman texts from Leaves of Grass.
Mm-hmm. So, and now we go to the Songs of Fleet.
Songs of the Fleet. That's right. This is by Charles Villiers Stanford. This is the fourth movement, The Little Admiral, about an admiral watching out on his mighty navy about to go into battle.
A little admiral. All right, here we go.
Stand by to reckon up your battleships. 10, 20, 30, there they go. Brag about your cruisers like leviathans. 1,000 men apiece down below. But here's just one little admiral. We're all of us his brothers and his sons. And he's worth all he's worth at the very least. Earth all your tons and all your guns.
Stand by to reckon up your battleships. 20, 30, there they go. Like a bunch of cousins, like a violence. 1,000 men apiece down below.
See them on the forebridge signaling. A score of men are hauling hand to hand. And the whole fleet flying like the wild geese pulled by some mysterious command. Where's the mighty will that shows the way to them? The mind that sees ahead so quick and clear. He's there, sir, walking all alone there. The little man whose voice you never hear.
Stand by to reckon up your battleships. 10, 20, 30, there they go. Like a bunch of cousins, like a violence. 1,000 men apiece down below.
There are queer things that only come to sailormen. They're true, but they're never understood. And I know one thing about the admiral that I can't tell rightly as I should. I've been with him when hope sank under us. He hardly seemed a mortal like the rest. I could swear that he had stars upon his uniform and one sleeve pinned across his breast. Someday we're bound to sight the enemy.
Stand by.
He's coming, though he hasn't yet a name.
Steel
to steel and gun to gun, he'll challenge us.
Stand by.
Meet him at the greater man again. What may be the end of it, but we'll all give our bodies and our souls to see the little admiral playing him. A rubber of the old long
music, and we noticed that there are certainly some solo voices in there. Tell us about
that. That's right. On that performance for Songs of the Fleet, William Sharp, who is a baritone based in the Peabody Conservatory down in Maryland, he's going to be singing the baritone solo for that work. And that, the Songs of the Fleet, is really dependent on a really excellent baritone. And Bill helped us in 1984, the chorus premiered that work. And when he was a younger man, he was here singing the premiere of it. So now...
Wow.
A few years later, I won't do all the math for so we don't age anybody. He's going to come back and sing with us again. So he is one of the more dynamic baritones you'll hear. He's based in the Mid-Atlantic primarily, so we don't hear him as much up here unless he's singing with us. But we're really happy to have him come back.
That'll be great. And that's going to be on May 22nd, Sunday afternoon, a 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Excellent. And we want to get back in the holiday spirit. So we're going to go back to the Whiffenpoofs.
Yep.
And you mentioned that that's going to be a very special concert coming up on February 7th. Is that
12th?
February 12th. I'm sorry.
That's
February 12th. And tickets are available for that. That won't be holiday music, but we have the Whiff and Poof singing some holiday music.
Well, that's right.
I
think they probably made them do this with the sing-off. The Whiff and Poof's just released as part of the sing-off's holiday CD compilation that's just, I think, now on iTunes. I think it went up this week. They did a very, very beautiful recording of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which they kind of did, I think listening to it with an Irish flair. But it's very entertaining, and I thought, you know, they're not going to be singing this in February, but since we're kind of going all over the place with the show today, what the heck, let's listen to the Whiff and Poofs do some holiday music for us, too.
All right, before we do that, one more time on the website information.
Sure, the Chorus's website is www.chorusofwesterly.org, and Westerly is spelled W-E-S-T-E-R-L-Y. There's no E between the L and the Y, and that's just chorusofwesterly.org, or you can call us at 401-596-8663, which is conveniently 596-TONE, T-O-N-E. So when you forget it after this is over, you can be like, what was the tone? Oh, yeah, it's the tone, 596-TONE.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Ryan. I know it was the last moment, and we've been kidding about filling in for Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, but after we listen to the Whiff and Poofs, maybe we'll get a chance to just stick in a little bit more music.
A little bit more Pops music.
That'll be fun. Pops music, so you might hear that after the Whiff and Poofs. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday season. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, of that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas doth bring redeeming grace. All tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. All tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year!
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.